Welcome back to All Call Radio, where we talk all things aviation, travel, and flight attendant life. It's your favorite plane maid, JD, and we're back for episode four. We got a lot of things to talk about. I have a FAR for you guys. I have turbulent topics. I have my pet peeves. And of course, the plane etiquette. Duh. What else am I going to talk about? So, without further ado, welcome to episode four. Okay. So I think I want to get into some turbulent topics now. One has to do with flight attendants, and then the other has to do with passengers. So I think I want to get into the flight attendants because I usually be going ham on y'all passengers. I do. Uh-oh, hold on. My headphones fell. God, y'all, I can't wait until I am financially ready to get a team of people that can really support me during these recordings because I got. Got so much going on. I have recorded this like four times because the iPad went out and I wasn't recording for like 15 minutes. I was going off. Like it was really good content and none of it recorded. I was just okay. So anyway, to my future people that I hire on my team, I just want to say thank you for all that you do for keeping the show running as I talk. Anyway, turbulent topics. My flight attendants. I'm sorry to say it, but I have to. I'm not sorry to say it because y'all need to know. And this is more like job etiquette for flight attendants. So, being someone that has worked in the tower, like in previous episodes, I told you guys that I had a tower position and I was doing, get too into it, but I was doing some things in the tower. I had to communicate with flight attendants. I had to communicate with different companies. I had to communicate with my own company. And I was kind of the middleman between everybody, right? What I need flight attendants to understand is that as much as you're annoyed when you get on the plane and certain things are not right and you don't have certain things that you need or want, most of the time is what you want. It's not necessarily what you need. I need you to understand that there's other planes around you. And I'm not trying to be condescending. I just need to make sure that you guys remember you're not the only flight attendants having a day. And I'm speaking, it's like half JD in the tower and half JD as a flight attendant. Like I can say it with confidence because I've been both. So when it comes to you getting on the plane and you don't have what you need, before you claim that you don't have what you need, I need you to check every crevice of your galley before you claim and closet, because sometimes, unfortunately, they be throwing shit in the closet and I can't. That's not right. It's not okay, but do you have it? You have it? Okay, great. So I need you to check every crevice before you claim and cry wolf that you do not have something that you need slash want. Okay. And when it comes to things that you just refuse to leave the gate without, just to cover your own ass, just make sure it is a no-go item before you say we're holding the flight for it. I'm speaking from experience. Make sure that it is on that list before you say we're not leaving without it. Because if you say you're not trying to leave without some snacks. It's not even like, we have nothing to serve anybody on the plate. No, you don't have like a certain snack. Oh. But you have something though, right? You have one snack per person. Okay. You have that. The reason why I even brought this up is because people have gotten so disrespectful, so nasty, so just rude with other people. And unfortunately, other people within their same company and other people in other companies that are all trying to make, okay, so like I said before, all there's so many different systems to make one flight work, right? So if you're complaining to catering and not complaining, you are informing them that you do not have this item. What we have to do is trust your word that you have looked in both galleys, you have looked everywhere, and you cannot find the item. We did not provide you with the item. Okay, our apologies. We're going to do our very best to get you the item. If it's a no-go item, if it's not, all we can do is offer our apologies and move on. Why? Because, and not to say we just toss your concerns out the window. No. They'll go through and they'll make improvements, but unfortunately, you're going to have to suffer that inconvenience. And it's up to you to figure out how you're going to do that. And it is shitty. It is. Yes, it is. But what can I just remind you that nothing is perfect. Everything in aviation is ever changing. You cannot, what did I tell the passengers? You can't expect everything to be perfect as soon as you get on the plane. Right. Will you take the heat for not? Now, when it comes to meals, when it comes to meals on long haul flights, do the best you can. Don't be mean. Don't be rude. Don't be nasty. But if you need to be persistent and you need to, tell as many people as you can that I'm missing something as far as meals, that's one thing, especially on a long haul flight. But, baby. If you're going to New York to Chicago and you're missing, I don't know, let's say some tonic, some club soda. And let me not say missing tonic because nobody ever complains about missing tonic. But if you're missing cranberry juice, if you're missing something slight, like just the minor inconvenience where you're probably going to get shit for it from the passengers, whatever, but it's not that deep. Please, please do not get nasty with other departments. Let's say you're in Texas and you don't have ice. Hey, we need some ice for the plane. Hey, we're missing ice. We need ice. We need ice. We need ice. Okay, we understand you need ice. Whether people, respond to you or not, whether you verbally tell the gate agent, we need ice. If they don't have ice, they don't have ice. What? Listen, nobody's going to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It sucks. Yes, it's annoying. Yes, you're going to be serving hot cokes. But let me tell you something, people. If you just sit here and tell people, hey, listen, man, it's Texas. All the ice is melted. I don't know what to tell you. As much as y'all complain about passengers being entitled and how their attitudes are just nasty, working in the tower really gave me a lot of insight. And not to say that I used to do it, I was never rude to anybody, on the messaging or whatever, whatever. I'm just not that kind of person. But working in the tower exposed me to a lot of shitty people out there that are employed as flight attendants. I'm not going to say that flight attendants are shitty and they're rude and they're mean and they're entitled. I'm not going to say that because that's not right. No. There are just shitty, entitled, rude, nasty people that happen to be employed as a flight attendant that speak to you like you're the scum beneath their concourse shoe. Like, I don't know. But working in the tower, I've had flight attendants be so rude, nasty, disrespectful, not cooperative, and I've ended up having to stop what I'm doing, managing 12 other flights. But because you're saying you don't have this or you're not willing to cooperate with me when I'm trying to help you, we all have the same goal. That's what I need flight attendants to understand. Everybody that is assigned to that specific flight really at the end of the day has the same goal. Get that flight on time, no problems, right? So if a problem arises, no matter what department, we're all gonna try to do what we can, okay? And it may not be 100% in every single flight because we're trying to do six other, seven other flights at the same time. So flight attendants have to, I'm moving the mic, hold on. Flight attendants have to take into account that when they ask for something, especially if it's a no-go item, we are going to try our best. Whether it be tower, whether it be catering, whether it be gate agent, any of that. We're going to try our best. But we're also doing other things at the same time, just like you are. So if it's a no-go item, like I said, please send it high alert, send it whatever, tell as many people as you can because it's that is what's going to help you. You're the one that needed it, right? We're the ones that faulted on it, but you have to understand you're working one flight and we're overseeing 17 flights. And it's all like a process. It's all a process. I'm trying to be a little bit more short-winded on this, but I get passionate about it because I've been in that position and I see what it takes for one flight to work all the while I'm working 17 other flights. Nobody is perfect. I need y'all to remember that because you're not perfect either. So the next time you need something, alert whoever you need to alert, whatever you think it is, give the people enough time to come and resolve the issue. Do not tell them last minute. Let that be the second thing you do. After your equipment check, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you've had your crew briefing, all that stuff. So just if everybody does their job and it's kind of like a double-edged sword, like, well, if you just did your job, I wouldn't even have to call you about it. Okay, well, if you just did your job, you could have told me enough, you know, in enough time. So it's like a tit for tat all the time. I get it. I get it. I get it. Everybody has something to do, whatever. I get it. But be respectful of other people's position and other people's jobs because everything is a process. It's not. Oh, here it is out of my ass. Here you go. Have fun. No, it's a whole process. So respect that process. And just because you don't know about it doesn't mean that you don't have to respect it. Just because you ask for something doesn't mean you need to get it 3 seconds later. And if it's not a no-go item, you need to be okay with not having it. Go ahead and write your reports and do what you need to do. File a complaint, whatever you need to do. But at the end of the day, if it's not a no-go item and you happen to leave without it, think on your feet. And I'm saying that wholeheartedly as a flight attendant. Think on your feet, take the heat, and say, unfortunately, I don't have that to offer you today. That is part of your job. You're relying on so many different departments for you to do your job. That's all I'm trying to say. I just had to put that out there as someone who's worked in the tower and behind the scenes. And the people that I worked in the tower with, whether you guys are listening or not, I respect you guys so much. From the gatekeepers to the ramp, just everybody. I respect all of you guys and every piece that you bring to the operation to make this organized chaos work every single day. I have seen it. I have lived it. I may have n not lived it as long as you guys, but I got enough to know that you guys deserve the utmost respect. The utmost respect. And you deal with not only flight attendant shit, you deal with everybody shit. Everybody saying, ah, and then you just make magic happen. And I just want to say thank you to you guys. Now, the next turbulent topic we have to talk about. Taking pictures. Hold on, let me take a water break. taking pictures of your flight attendants and videos. There are many flight attendants that do not appreciate this. You are not entitled to record your flight attendant or take pictures of your flight attendant. Or take pictures with your flight attendant. Yes, we are an experience. I get it. But have some decency. You know, if you want to take a picture with a flight attendant, or you want to take a picture of the airplane, or you want to, you know, record you coming on the plane or whatever, that's cool. Let's say you're walking down to the plane and you're recording everything. The least you can do is, like, not put anybody's, you know, as far as, like, flight attendants, don't put their face in it. I don't know. Or at least ask, like, hey, do you mind if I record really quick? You can even mute that part. I don't know. Put it in there. Put it in there if you want. Walk down there. Have it, the shoulders, below the shoulders. Hey, do you mind if I record you? Oh, hey, this is my flight attendant. Do whatever you want to do. I don't care. But do not just sit here and think that you're entitled to all of that. It's weird. It's weird. So, I had one girl, I think she had to be like 18 or 19. She walked into the plane, no mask in sight. So I stopped her, as I usually do. Hey, do you have a mask? Yeah. Bitch. Bitch. Could you put it on, please? And that little snicker, that like 18, 19, fuck you, I don't care about the world, cuteness. Okay, whatever, do you, boo. But this is a federally mandated vehicle. So put the fucking mask on. Put the mask on, right? She puts the mask on, she has a little attitude, but I don't care. And of course, I'm the flight leader and she sits in 1B. So I am her flight attendant, right? So, you know, a couple of people pass by, people come on, and in between people I realize she's taken her mask off. Why, y'all? I don't know, because she agreed to wear it, right? So of course, if you're a passenger coming on the plane and the first thing you see is a first class passenger with their mask off, like, you're gonna be like, noted, you know. And like I said earlier in the other episode, I'm not the flight attendant to just let it slide. Because if I have to wear it, you have to wear it, and everybody else has to wear it. You are not special just because you paid more. No, everybody on this plane has to wear a mask. Unless you're 23 months and 29 days old. That's the only people that don't have to wear a mask, including the people that have a medical reason why. Okay? Okay. And pets, like dogs and shit. Other than that, you must wear a mask, right? So she comes on, she does all that bullshit, she sits down, she takes her mask off, right? So in the between boarding, I'm like, could you put your mask back on, please? Like, now? And yes, I was a little bit more agitated. I probably didn't hide it well, to tell you the truth, because you came on, you didn't even have the mask in sight. You came on, and then not only were you like, oh shit, I'm so sorry, like, I didn't even think about it. You had an attitude when I asked you to literally put your mask on before you boarded the plane. So I already know what I'm dealing with, right? So the second time I have to ask you, I am pissed off, because why? We're adults, right? You want to be an adult, you want to be 18, 19, you want to do, well, she doesn't want to be, but she is, but she's acting, you know, like she's hot shit, right? Okay, great. So after I asked her the second time and she got shitty with me, I said, oh, okay, I see how this is going to go. We're still at the gate, so it's fine. So I asked the flight attendant to come up and, you know, do boarding while I go speak to the captain. I said, listen, I have a passenger. Here's the deal. Told him everything. I said, I'm just letting you know, if I have to tell her a third time before we leave this gate, she is staying in, can't even remember the city we were in. She's staying here. Oh, sorry. She's staying here. I'm not dealing with that at 35,000 feet. I'm not. I shouldn't have to, you know? So I told him, I said, you know, she's staying here. And he's like, she's staying here. I said, oh, okay. All right. So I came back out. Of course, she's in the first row. And so I told the flight attendant, because she was all, at this point, she had taken, when I came out of the flight deck, she took a picture of me. She wasn't trying to hide it, of course, because she's 18, 19, asshole, you know, years of age, which we've all gone through that. I'm not saying like she was specifically an asshole. Everybody's been through that asshole stage. Like, fuck everybody, I don't care. Okay, great, do that. Dude, yeah, I don't care. Wear your mask, I don't care. She took a picture of me, right? And the flight attendant was walking up, and she's like, yo, 1B, like, her phone. And it's not to say that we're, like, checking out you guys' phones. We don't care. But, like, if we're walking around looking at everybody, she saw a picture of me, and she's, like, talking shit in the caption. Like, I guess she was, like, putting on a Snapchat or some shit. She was like, oh, yeah, she took a picture of you, and she was, like, talking shit about you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, girl, I don't care. I don't give a flying F-U-C-K what she's doing. I said, listen, and I at this point, I elevated my voice, and I said, I've already spoken to the captain. Whoever does not want to wear their mask or refuses to wear their mask after I've already asked them twice to do it will be removed. I don't have to ask them a third time. They're getting off the plane. And guess what she did? She put her little mask up, and I had no other problems. I said, oh, wow. But the thing is, why does it have to get to that point for you guys to do what you agreed to do? That is the thing I don't understand. Like, you guys agreed to do all of this before you even boarded. So once again, I have to be the bad guy for you to do what you say you were going to do. And then I had this guy, as far as like videotaping and stuff. It was so weird. It was so weird. I had this guy, he sat in 1A, and randomly he just started recording me. And how I knew was because, let me move the mic because I'm a little uncomfortable. How I knew was his flash was on, guys. His flash was on, and he was like reaching over 1B to like record me. And I'm like, wait, I'm not doing anything special. I'm just saying hi, hello, welcome aboard, good morning. Like, that's y'all, I didn't even have no makeup on, which I'm cute without makeup, but I'm just saying, like, damn, it wasn't like I was like extravagant. Well, some of my friends think I'm extravagant. Thanks, guys. But like, you know, I just like, what's going on? So I felt extremely uncomfortable after like 10 minutes of him like recording me, right? Because at first I didn't realize, and then I finally realized, and then like, you know, hindsight, somebody had told me like, yo, he was recording like the entire time, and then you kind of like moved over when you realized. And I was like, yeah. So I moved over and I called a flight attendant up front. Because I usually tell people, and if I'm a flight leader, I'll tell people, yo, I'm good up front, I don't need any help. Because my thing is, like, I flew all through, not all through, because I worked in the tower for like 8 months. But I flew through the Panini for a minute, right? And when we were, when we were telling people to stay 6 feet apart, and we were spacing people out on the planes and stuff like that, I just felt like it was ironic that we were telling people to space out and do this and do that, and there were two flight attendants in the front as soon as they came on board, like shoulder to shoulder. So I was like, yo, I'm good up front, I don't need any help. It wasn't a lot going on, and I kind of carried that into now. Still in the Panini. We have not left the Panini. It's still a Panini. Pandemic. People. So yeah, I asked the flight attendant to come up front and stand there, and I wouldn't hit out for a second and did my announcements from the cockpit because and I told the yo, what y'all don't understand is the captain and first officer, nine times out of ten, they have our back. They're like, whatever you need, like whatever, because we get to close the door and fly the plane, and you guys are the ones that have to deal with everyone. So if you have a problem on the ground,
get us involved, and if we can't handle it and we can't take care of it, you know, and you still don't feel comfortable after we speak to them, best believe we'll make sure that you are comfortable by any means necessary. So anyway, so I was like, y'all, there's this weird guy recording me. I don't know what's going on. Can I just, you know, just kind of take a step back for a second? And they're like, yeah, sure, whatever. And it was so weird. And then when he got off, you know, and I served him whatever, you know, during the flight, it was fine. And he actually went to sleep, like, right after we took off. And he kind of woke up a little bit. And I gave him some water and he went back to sleep. I was like, oh, thank God. And so when he got off, you know, he was kind of, like, eyeing me. And I was like, were you recording me earlier? Like, I just had to. I had to. I couldn't hold it in because it was like, what were you doing? It's weird. And I was like, were you recording me earlier? He was like, yeah. Like aggressive. And I was like, okay, well, like, did you want a picture or something? Like, did you want to talk to me? Like, it's fine if you wanted to. Like, I wanted to kind of, like, open up the conversation. I don't know what I'm dealing with. I don't know what I'm dealing with. And I was just like, you know, and I was like, why were you recording me? Like, it's totally okay if you want to take a picture. Like, because sometimes it's, like, people's first flight and stuff, and they want, like, to document everything. And I have no problem with that. But, like, for you to, like, be awkward and, like, reach over people to record with your flash on, that is just okay. And so I said, you know, why were you recording me? And he was like, why not? And, like, gave me this shitty ass look and, like, had, like, these weird beady eyes. It, oh God, y'all, we deal with weird shit, like, just weird shit. So just, I guess it's like half turbulent topic, half plain etiquette. Don't just whip out your phone and be all up in a flight attendant's face. Like, we have every right to say, I do not want to be photographed or video recorded. Take it down. Delete it. We have every right to do that. I'm just letting you guys know. All right. So I have three pet peeves for episode 4. You know, I like to take my deep breaths. I do not want to be yelling at y'all. Anyway, first pet peeve, emergency equipment bins. Let's talk about it. Some flight attendants like to proactively keep them closed during boarding. Some of them like to keep them wide open so everybody can see. But what I'm the flight attendant that likes to close them. Because what I realize is, even when they're open, people will shove their shit in front of all the emergency equipment. Whether you realize it's emergency, you know, first, let's just go back. Let's go back. Y'all see all these empty bins. And then when you get, I'm going to dabble into another, I was going to say it for another episode, but I can't. I just have to, I got to put it all out right now. Even if the bin is closed, the way I like to do it, people will see all the placards in every emergency bin, emergency equipment bin, has placards on it. It shows every single piece of emergency equipment. Every single piece. Or. It'll just say emergency equipment, no stowage, right? Okay. And you still try to put your shit there. Why? So I'm like, Of course, I'm very professional. I don't say it like that, but translating through the podcast, put it in that bin right across. Well, that bin is over. What'd I say? Professionally, that translates to, sir, ma'am, that is an emergency equipment bin. You cannot place your bags there. Yeah, they get a shitty attitude. Oh, what do you mean? I'd like to be told what to do in front of everybody. Well, if you would just put it in a bin that, I don't know, doesn't have shit in it. And let me pause there and say, this is a great time to explain. Ooh, I had the instinct to clap very loud, but let me not. Overhead bin space is shared. Shared space. It is not assigned to your seat. It is not assigned to your seat row. And if it was, it's only in first class and like certain rows right after first class, reserved for these passengers. And even in that instance, if you're seated in 2A and B and the bin above 2A and B is full, but the bin over 2C and D is not full, it's okay to put your bags there. Like, it's all shared space within your cabin. It is not, this is the bin for 2A. This is the bin for 3D. This is the, nah!
No.
There are no bins for a specific seat or seat row. Seat row is A, B, C, D, E, F, C, D, E. E, F, G, H, R, J, K, L, M, N, mother would get. All the bins are shared space. It is not your bin. It is not included in your ticket. None of this shit is guaranteed. How many? Okay. I'm yelling at y'all. I'm sorry, but I just. No, your name is not on the bin. You don't get to come on the plane and be like, and get shitty with another passenger or usually a flight attendant and, you know, demand that your bag, especially, especially if you come on the plane last minute, especially if you're late to your own flight and you're in a certain cabin and there's no space for your bag. You get to the plane and all the remaining bags are checked. I don't give. It's too late for that. You should have been on time. Can I say it's all your fault? No, because you may have had a really tight connection. Your plane that you were on before was late. Okay. Yeah, we get it. But you're here now, and we don't have space for your bag, so you're going to have to check it. Sucks to suck. Not everything in life is going to go your way. Welcome to being an adult. How did I get on this? Oh, yes. Emergency equipment bin. Y'all know I like my tangents. So I flew with this flight attendant that told me there was this lady who came on a certain aircraft, and there's certain aircraft where there's like two bins out of the entire aircraft, y'all. Two. No. Now that I think about it, one. One bin, because the other raft is in the ceiling. One bin that had a huge, like almost like 100-pound raft in the bin, taking up the entire bin. And I guess they had the bin open, you know, to show that there was a huge raft there and you can't put anything there, right? Like, it's literally taking up the entire bin. There's no getting around it. There's no, right? Y'all, hold up. Let me take a sip. The lady removed the raft from the bin. Okay. And proceeded to put it on the floor and put her bag in the bin. Like, that raft is not just the raft is not just sitting in the bin. Like, it's locked in, like, with, like, latches and shit. When he told me that, I immediately lost my mind. Like, I was like, wait, what? She removed the raft?
Bitch,
I don't even want to remove that wrap. That's not something I want to do. And when I have to, I'm trained to do it with another person. So for you to do it, he was like, I said, so what did you do? You know, soaking up the tea. I said, so what'd you do? Why did you fail? What'd you do? And he was like, I immediately asked her who helped her do this. Because it's heavy. It's so heavy. All right. Please do not remove anything from a bin that you see. Anyway, let me move on. Y'all, please stop leaving bins open during the flight. If you get something out of your bag, close the bin behind you. If you leave the lavatory, make sure the door is closed behind you. And this is how I know y'all didn't get yelled at as kids. Y'all just be leaving doors open. Y'all are so careless. Like people are coming after you to pick up shit after you and be your maid. Oh, okay. No. No. One more pet peeve. This is specifically for my crew members. Yeah, I'm gonna light into y'all asses today. Another pet peeve of mine is when I see crew members getting so shitty and so rude with TSA agents if you get a random. You know that random is not chosen by that TSA agent. You know that it's random on the computer. Whether it be random 5 times in a row, every single person, it doesn't matter. It is not up to the TSA agent's discretion. So for you to treat them so nasty and just huff and puff and then go into pre-check and be huffing and puffing and blah, 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 you need to... I need you to get it together, okay? Because you accepted that part of your job. You know that at some point, whether it be the next 5 times in your trip, it may be aggravating, but do not disrespect that TSA agent for doing their job, because you are the same person that will get pissed off at a passenger for getting shitty with you for you just doing your job. So I need everybody to just be on one accord. It is what it is. Do you think that TSA agent likes to tell you, oh, you got random? And even if they do, who cares? It's part of your job. It's one con to your job. You're gonna have to go through random at some point. Stop being so fucking entitled. Stop thinking that everything is supposed to go your way. And yes, it could be the time where all shit broke loose that morning and you're having a shitty ass morning and you get to KCM and boom, you're random and you got all kind of shit and you got that steel coffee cup, all of that. And I'm talking to myself too, because I've been the one that's been pissed off for having, not at the TSA agent that told me you got random, but the one that told me I couldn't get through KCM or random check with my stainless steel coffee mug full of fresh coffee. And usually, 9 times out of 10, they usually let me through with the coffee. They'll test it. They'll run a little thing by it because they know it's metal. So they have to do an extra test, and I'm okay with that. Whatever. I've been that flight attendant where I had to check my own self and be like, you know what? I'm pissed that my coffee spilled all over the freaking bin because they forced me to put it through the bin and it spilled over as it was going through. Okay, I'm pissed off. I'm annoyed because I didn't even take a sip of the coffee before it spilled all over everything. Okay, yes, I'm pissed off. Am I going to take it out on the TSA agent that's helping me clean up the coffee? No. Am I going to take it out on my crew members later on? No. Am I going to take it out on the passengers that come on board with their fresh, beautiful coffee? No. I'm going to gather myself and do whatever it takes to get myself together. Because I could have better prepared myself for that. I can't expect every TSA agent to be cool with the fact that I have a stainless steel coffee mug and I'm in uniform and you should just let it go because everybody else does. No. And like I said, I'm talking to all flight attendants, including myself. You cannot expect that. Go through with a paper mug. Have your coffee and be done with it. Or pour your coffee on the plane. Or do whatever the fuck you need to do. Don't get shitty with other people and, you know, have attitude with people because they're just trying to do their job too. Whether their job looks like yours or not, it doesn't matter. They have to deal with shitty people all day. They have to yell at people all morning. Excuse me. Whether they like it or not, they have to. Because they are security. No one likes security. No one. Except for the people that understand security and appreciate them. But majority, I'm telling you, nobody likes security. And nobody likes to be told what to do. So, I'm looking at my show notes and I'm laughing. We're going to get into some plane etiquette. This is kind of like before you get on a plane or... Yeah, no, same plane etiquette. Plane etiquette, plane etiquette, plane etiquette! Clapping when the flight attendants get to the gate. Whether it be during a delay. Whether it be... Anything. I know... Some of you guys out there think that it's like, we're appreciating them. I just want to let you know, it doesn't come across as appreciation. And as adults, we all know, well, like I said in the last episode, some of us know, I have to refrain from saying all. Some of us know that stuff like that does not, intentions don't matter when it comes to stuff like that, because flight attendants, when it comes to like passenger flight attendant interaction, like stuff like that, like, oh, the flight's delayed 3 hours. We don't know why, blah, blah. And then like a crew shows up, right? We get blamed for everything. And the shittiest thing is, like, people come on, and they come on with this attitude, like, they know exactly what was going on, and it's like, wait, you have this shitty attitude with me? You don't know what and how the crew came together, and half the time, they don't even know. All I can ask, do not clap. It doesn't matter if you've waited 7 hours, 12 hours, 16 minutes. It doesn't matter. Do not clap when you see a flight attendant walk up to your gate and then right after that, you know, the gate agent says, okay, we're going to be boarding in about 5 minutes. We have the last crew member. And also, it does not matter what the gate agent says. If the gate agent says, oh, the flight attendants needed their beauty rest. Let's dabble. You know I like to dabble. I'm so glad that the captain had our back. There was a gate agent. Let me rewind a little bit. The night before our 6 a.m. flight, we got delayed so long that they had to give us minimum rest. Right? It's a certain amount of hours behind the door. And when I say behind the door, I mean you slam click into your hotel room and you call scheduling. I am in my hotel room. The clock starts now. Minimum rest. It is a very short amount of time where they deem it's legal for us to have quote unquote rest. The gate agent, unfortunately, will be like, well, the flight attendants had to get their beauty rest. So that's what we're waiting on. And that's why you're delayed. And that's why your day has been gone to shit. I know none of that made sense, but you know what I'm talking about. Everything's gone to shit because of the flight attendants. And then we show up, you know, with Chick-fil-A. Are we, you know, and sometimes there was a, or it doesn't have to be like a Chick, I'm just saying, Chick-fil-A bag, whatever. A food bag, something, right? But sometimes the hotels give us food before we even leave the hotel. So we have that bag in our hand. Or managers will give us, you know, bags of food. We need food. I don't think you understand. We need food to operate. I'm sorry. Do you want a hungry, hangry, no coffee, no tea, no sleep flight attendant working your flight? Whether you go to sleep or not, it doesn't matter. If we have to evacuate the plane, is that what you want? Like, you want somebody that's so angry? No, because baby. Let me not get into it. I had a flight gate agent do that, and our captain got on the microphone and said, actually, this is what needed to happen, you know, per all the rules. He went into a whole spiel, and he made the gate agent apologize to us, because you're not going to set us up like that. And that's burping. I need you guys to realize, you guys are, I'm talking to gate agents right now. When you say stuff like that, even if it's just like, oh, the flight attendants are a little bit late, don't do that to us. Because even if you know why we're late, or you don't know why, or you don't know what's going on, you can say things in a certain way to not throw anybody under the bus. My plane etiquette tip was clapping when flight attendants come on, and I raised it. I did, because I had to cover all of it. Anyway, so let me get into a little story. I had a flight where I was working JFK to Las Vegas, right? Which is almost a, 4:30, 4:40. So almost 5 hours. 5 hour flight time, right? So I'm like, okay. I was supposed to work JFK to Las Vegas and then lay over for about 18 hours and do some other shit the next day, right? So I get on the plane. I say my hoorah because I was the one that got called in. I wasn't on that trip originally. And so I worked that 5 hour flight, and the last hour of the flight, the pilots got a message and it said, hey, now you're not laying over. You're actually, working a flight from Vegas to Boston, bitch. And the turnaround time was in the negatives because the flight that was supposed to go out was already delayed, and we were coming in at a certain time, which, you know, and on my schedule, it made it extremely delayed. So I was the flight attendant that everybody was waiting on, is what I'm trying to get at. So the flight, and this is how we get set up for bullshit, right? And I'm not blaming any company, any airline, but it just happens. It happens the way it happens. So when we land from my JFK to Vegas flight, right? While we're landing, the flight that I'm supposed to be working has already been delayed like 2 hours, right? So we land, we get to the gate. At this point, the flight has been delayed like 3 hours. And I don't know what the gate agent was telling the passengers, but when I walked up, I got, I always check the scene out, you know, because I'm already pissed off because I was supposed to be laying over. I was supposed to be done for the day. I was supposed to be done. you know, at this point, even though it was a 5-hour flight, I had already been up for almost 8.5 hours working, like dedicating my time to the flight, right? So as I'm walking to the gate, I get shitty looks. I get the weird, you know, under your breath comments. I get whatever, whatever, walk into the gate. And then people start clapping. So I got on that flight, boarded, boarding. And I'll say good morning. Nobody would say shit to me. I promise you, 8 out of 10 passengers, let's say 80 out of 100 passengers, ignored me. Looked me dead in my eyes and ignored me. And I guess because I was raised with manners, poise, I was raised with respect for others, I was raised to walk into a room and speak. Or if someone speaks to you, when you walk in, you speak back out of mere respect. I was very pissed off by the end of boarding. Internally, very pissed off. Did I show it? No, not at all. I kept my cool. But for the majority of the plane to judge me like I'm the problem. And then when I get to service, you know, I'm asking you, would you like this? Would you like that? And not even in a like condescending, shitty way. You could never tell. You could never tell because, number one, your crew members will always tell you, are you okay? Do you just want to, you know, are you good? You want to take a minute? I don't know. You just seem kind of off. I don't know. Crew members would be the first people to tell you, you need an attitude adjustment. Nobody ever told me that. And I'm not going to go into why I had to be the replacement flight attendant, because that's none of y'all business. That's crew business. But a flight attendant needed to get off the trip, and I was the replacement flight attendant. So we're in service, and there's two flight attendants on the cart, and I'm so observant that I can see how people are treating one flight attendant versus another. People were so shitty to me, y'all. They barely acknowledged my existence. They didn't even look me in my eye. Like, it's just like the, just, I just, like, I just ruined their day. And I'm like, meanwhile, bitch, the only reason why you're going to Boston is because I was available. I did not call off when they rerouted me. I said, you know what? Okay. I decided to be like, okay, I'm going to take this. I'm going to accept this fucking mission. So the only reason you're going to Boston at this time is because I accepted. Not because I'm obligated, but because I accepted the mission. So yes, people were very shitty to me. People were very shorthanded to me. They were very short spoken. They didn't want to look me in my eyes. People had shitty ass comments. Oh, do they have to roll you out of bed this morning? No, actually, I just worked a 5.5-hour flight from New York. And they rerouted me, and I had no time to do anything but board this flight. And so here we are, working another 5.5-hour flight back to New York. Well, excuse me, Boston, which is just a little bit further, to make sure you guys got back to Boston. I'm not even gonna lie. I said it, just like that. And when I tell you the next 6 rows of people did not fuck with me, yes, I'll just take a water. No, I don't want anything. Oh, you don't want anything? You don't want anything now?
I So this little part may sound different because I am currently editing episode 4 and I totally forgot to tell you guys what you can do instead of clapping. Guys, just get on the plane and say thank you for being here. That's it. It's way better than clapping. It's sincere. It's personal. You know, pick a flight attendant, any flight attendant. Thank you guys so much. And just have manners and be nice to us. That's it. Okay, bye.
One more plane etiquette tip. Putting things in our closet. The proper way to ask to put something in our closet is to literally say, do you have space for this in your closet? Whatever this may be, okay? Whether it be an instrument, whether it be suits, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 suits, 2 bags of suits, whether it be a wedding dress, whether it be whatever, doesn't matter. Weird artwork, and when I say weird, not like discouraging weird, no, like weird, like cool, like artwork, anything, any weird object that can't fit in a bin and you think that you can put it in the closet, the proper way to ask a flight attendant if they can stow it in the closet is, do you have space to put this in the closet? Now, if the flight attendant says no, like I said in the last episode, no matter how they deliver the message, if the message is a Nathaniel, for my southern folk, y'all know what that means. Not a nan, not a name, nothing, no, nah, nah. If it's a Nathaniel, just keep it pushing. Try to do what you can. Try to figure, there's going to be a way that we can work it out. But if there's no space in the closet, there's no space in the closet. There's no space in the closet. The closet, number one, let's just go back to what the closet is meant for, okay? The closet is meant for two things. Number one, the most important thing, priority storage for personal wheelchairs. If a passenger comes on board with a personal wheelchair, they have every right to stow it in our closet. Well, I guess there's three things. That's number one. Whatever's in that closet has to make room for the wheelchair. And I don't know which one to get into first. I guess I'll get into certain aircrafts. There's certain aircrafts where there's a designated closet for the flight leader's bag and the first officer's bag. There's a reason for that. Like, just because we have random space on the aircraft doesn't mean it's meant for you. Unless you have a personal wheelchair. That is all. That's all I'm obligated to put in the closet is a wheelchair. One more time. Obligated to put in the closet is a wheelchair. Or two. That's number two, weight limit. There is a weight limit for the closet. Remember I told y'all, the plane is on a string. And if I put all kind of shit in the closet, that's extra weight. Whether you think, oh, the plane is so big. It's so big. Like, there's no way that my little 140 pound bag is gonna make, it's gonna make a difference. It's gonna make a difference. It will. And by the time you get on the plane, you are not the only one that has asked to put something in the closet. So, my suitcase is in there, and my other two bags, usually a tote bag and a lunch bag, are in there. My coat is in there. All the first class's coats are in there. There's a big ass instrument in there. There's a wedding dress in there. There's a coat in, I don't know, 13A that just thinks because he's a certain status that he needs to have his coat in because he didn't get first class, that it just has to be what it's going to be. And how dare I not put his coat in there, even though he usually flies first class. Okay. I'm going to put your heavy ass coat in there. Let's talk winter season. Everybody's long ass, thick ass coats are in there. What y'all don't realize is if I have a certain amount of wheelchairs that need to go into that closet, everybody has to take their bag out. And then we all have to fill a bin. And who's gonna get pissed off? You. Because we're taking up, you know, I mean, if it's me and the first officer, our bags alone, I usually always have three. All of those bags are going to have to take up a bin, right? And the bins, let's just be honest. The bins, I will take up one bin by myself with all my bags. And then the first officer, their bags are usually a lot bigger than ours. So they'll take up a bin because they have to turn their bag sideways and they have other shit going on. Right, okay. Just know that closet space is not included in your ticket. Whether it be an instrument that you didn't want to pay an extra seat for and you kind of risked it, like, this is my carry-on item, I'm just going to put it in a closet. Won't. Can't. No space. Like I said, it doesn't matter how they deliver the message. I'm sorry. I apologize on behalf of the flight attendants that are not tactful with you. No, we don't have space. And that does not give you the right to go tit for tat with a flight attendant about fucking closet space. When somebody says they don't have the space for it, they don't have the space for it. Because like I said, you're not the only one on the plane that has asked to put a special item in the closet. Okay. I think I'm done. Well, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast. I don't know. I just be getting emotional because y'all really fuck with me. Y'all like me, and I like me too. And y'all are like really excited to hear what I had to say about aviation and shit. I really appreciate you guys. Like, I really do. I really do. Because it took a lot for me to even part my lips to express everything. But I have to remind myself the reason why I'm doing it. It's not just because I need to voice my frustrations. That's secondhand stuff. The main reason is I want to help people. Just because you're a flight attendant doesn't mean that you're so experienced in flying. Because I only flew one time before I became a flight attendant. I didn't know what the hell was going on. So to have that experience, excuse me, I'm burping. And then to have passengers all the time come on and be so scared to fly. Like, I made this podcast to help people. Like I said, no matter how I deliver the message, I need y'all to hear it. I can be frustrated. I can be happy. I can make jokes. I can talk shit. It doesn't matter. The message is the message, and y'all need to hear it because it's going to make everybody's lives easier. And I know y'all know, whether you like it or not, whether you like the way I say it or not, you know it's the truth. So, thank you for listening. I will talk to y'all on episode 5.
Wait. How could I forget? Stop standing up when the plane lands. Bye, guys.